This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Jason Madden. Jason's a managing director with Accordion, an investment banking firm. He's going to talk to you about what he's seeing in the deal market today, what trends he's seeing, what he's watching more. Jason, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and then tell us what trends you're watching today?
Sure. Thank you. Scott, it's a pleasure to be here. Let me give you just a quick background on Accordion Partners. Accordion Partners, we are a consulting firm focused on one thing. Our mission is to enable a portfolio company to thrive under the scrutiny of institutional ownership. And we do that by advising the office of the CFO. That happens through about a series of different verticals that revolve around the office of the CFO, starting with FP&A, which is the vertical in which I sit in, and our focus there is helping CFOs answer the tough business questions of institutional ownership with good business answers. Behind that is a data question and data answer exercise. We have an operational accounting team focused on opening balance sheet, net working capital peg, policy and procedure, system implementation, et cetera. A transaction execution team that does carve-outs, sell-side readiness, post-merger integration, a restructuring and turnaround team. We also have a transformation team that focuses on business transformation, finance transformation, digital transformation, an interim CFO practice, and a technology practice. And as a result of that, while we're generally really functionally, we have industry expertise within healthcare and other areas. And as a result of that, we see a whole series of different trends. Now, some of them are sort of continuing trends, and others are like emerging as a result of COVID. Some of the real common themes that we're seeing right now are obviously there's a rush to exit through the public market. SPAC exits are very very common right now. We've done a series of them across multiple industries, but particularly in healthcare. Clover is an example of an area where we've done work, and that's obviously within the Medicare Advantage space, which is also going to become be a dominant force within the healthcare space. We see a lot of activity, in terms of investments on the behavioral health side, and then additionally we see activity on the risk-bearing side, risk-bearing practices and primary care. And we've had inbounds asking us about the ability to help support conversion to risk-bearing. From fee for service, and where I sit, a lot of the work is going to be on the analytics side, what does it mean for practice to change its payment model, etc. So I can kind of pause there and see if you have any questions or if you want to kind of drill into anything specific. But
fascinating. Tell us, Jason, how did you get into this business that you're in? How did you start doing what you do?
Personally, so the company itself is about 10 years old, right? And it was founded by somebody, Nick Leppard, who had been in investment banking and then an investor and founded the company as a better place to work in finance. And so when I learned about Accordion through a relationship, reached out to learn more about the company, and it's one of those places where you like the work and you like the people, and the solutions that we're bringing to the market and the area that we serve is a very exciting area. Anytime a fund invests in a portfolio company, a lot of the alignment is between portfolio company and the primary driver of value creation happens, through the office of the CFO, where you have hubs around it. We have spokes around the hub, right? And spokes being, operational, technology, et cetera. But the office of the CFO measuring and enabling the value creation process. And so it's been a very exciting story.
And what have you seen in the evolution of CFOs over the years? When CFOs seem to go back and forth from being sort of really in charge of making sure the numbers are done right versus being much more strategic in nature. And what's the sort of continuum of CFOs that you see out there that you work with?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you have like the old, you know, like there's, you know, we encounter like, you know, I don't know. I mean, like modern CFO and like the old school CFO, right? I mean, you know, one where you're just like measuring the business and then reporting results. But then there's another where, and that's, you know, that's critically important. But there's another where, you know, where the investor has an expectation that when they come to the portfolio company and they say, great, well, tell us what are the results that you've achieved in this period, you know, this month, this quarter, this year. And then, okay, excellent. Now tell me, why did we get those results, and what do we need to do? What do we need to keep doing, or what do we need to do different? And that's the why, right? Why are we getting this outcome? And that's going to be operational. And I don't think there's anything entirely new about that other than, it's moving much more. It has moved like more heavily towards the need for better handle on the data within the business, and so being able to answer these questions, you know, in you know, when you're dealing with like high velocity, high volume, high variety data sets, you know, being able to provide good, clear answers on this is why we're getting the results, and this is what we need to do about it. We need to either, you know, continue to reinforce the positive trends, or course correct on some of the negative trends. And you know, there are some scenarios where you have like, you know, companies of scale have a better handle on that, right? Where you might have, like I said, like middle market companies where, you know, the spend, the IT spend is not, won't enable that, you know, the governance required to kind of capture, you know, the data properly and measure business performance and make more real time. So there's a little bit more of a data prep exercise. And that usually falls within the office of the CFO, even if he or she has dependencies throughout the organization to, you know, enable that governance and enable that democratization of the data within the business. So that has happened. It's really, are people catching up with it, or are they keeping pace with it? So I hope that happy to dig into that if you like, Scott.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And talk a little bit about your background. You're one of the few people we've had on that's a Fulbright scholar. I mean, people that are Fulbright scholars are generally very, very bright people. Talk a little bit about earning a Fulbright and what that was like.
Fulbright, that was right out of undergrad, and it was for Latin. So that was the primary subject. So I went to Germany for a couple of years and focused on that. It was sort of I had Jesuit education in high school, and so wanted to, you know, kind of sustain that when I got to college, and so kind of, you know, got immersed in it, and that's where it took me. So it was you know, it's an exciting experience. You know, got to really immerse myself in a you know, in a foreign culture, and you know, really you know, learned a ton, both, you know, by being abroad and you know, making great friends across, you know, around the globe, and you know, traveling and seeing some pretty exciting places. In fact, memories that, you know, serve me still today. I was talking to a friend at one of our clients, and you know, he's traveling across to the Czech Republic to see his father-in-law or his parent, you know, his in-laws. And you know, I was familiar with the area, and you know, I hadn't been there in a long time. But, you know, it made for a great conversation, you know, which, you know, in COVID, you know, phone calls are a lot more meaningful than, you know, when you're, you know, going into the office and seeing people every day. So it served me well for a long time. So I appreciate you asking about that.
No, it's a fascinating thing. It really is a great tribute. It's very, very difficult to get, and very, very bright people to get them. So congratulations. And what a fascinating experience, a world experience. Talk to me about, what are you most excited about this year? When you look at the private equity world, when you look at business, what excites you this year?
You know, it's clear the activity's back. You know, the you know, when I think about, you know, it's like this time a year ago when this massive unknown came out of nowhere. In fact, I remember I was getting on a plane to go out to a client in Chicago, and the first area, the first like lockdown area, was about 10 miles from my home, and at the time that was a complete unknown. Like, what does this even mean? And so I decided not to travel because it was like, you know, somebody in Chicago is going to think, hey, what's this guy bring? You know, what's he, you know, he lives 10 miles from the lockdown zone in Herschel. What's he getting on a plane for and coming to our office? Right. So this massive unknown. And now, even if it's, you know, it's unusual, it's almost become normalized to a degree where, you know, you forget that, like, you know, you used to work in an office. But this year, that should have less of an impact on, you know, the ability to transact and also drive growth. I mean, there's been, you know, normalization of this. It's probably, you know, like, you know, well digested into all of our thought processes. And now we're seeing, you know, a lot of the activity come back, and people are figuring out how to drive growth and drive value and create opportunities within the space. And so it's a little bit, you know, there's like, and also there's a sense that the end is in sight. And so this year, you know, having, you know, gotten through, you know, the harder part of, you know, this unusual experience of the pandemic, you know, this should be a year where, you know, we're able to really drive growth, like both within our company and serving our clients who also have, you know, high ambitions. So, you know, that troubling period or that challenge of the pandemic has now been, sort of normalized, I would say.
Right. I think it's just a magnificent perspective. It truly is a magnificent perspective. I want to thank Jason for joining us on the podcast today. Thank you very much. How can people learn more about what you guys do and how do they find you?
So if you go to Accordion.com, you know, we have a ton of resources there on how to think about us and what to do. Case studies, all of the work that we've been doing over the last 10 years serving portfolio companies in the office of the CFO across both, you know, all of the portfolio companies and the funds. You can also, you know, you can reach out directly, you know, jmadden@accordion.com. And happy to kind of, you know, help you find the right place given the solution that you need.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.